Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I thank all my listeners for tuning in on today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Amen. I'm going to go ahead at this time and with the announcements on today. I want to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind. This is ministry with you in mind, feeding the people all across the nation the word of God. So continue to come on and listen to the shows each and every day that they're on. Glory to God, because there's a word. Well, when you come expecting a word, then that's what you'll get. You'll get that word that you expect. But if you just come on and say, well, you know, I think I'll just listen in for a little bit and then hang up, then you miss out. So make sure you come on listening to the word and you'll get what you need, because God is a God that supplies all our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's go ahead on with our announcements on today. I want to make, if you missed it on yesterday, on Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, you missed a treat. Her show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It was just awesome, awesome, and off the chain. So I want to make sure that you next time tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord was saying. You missed that prayer on the end, you missed a treat, because Elder walked the dog, glory to God, like she always do. So, you know, you could have got some deliverance there. You might have needed some deliverance, and whatever you needed, it was in the house on yesterday, and the shows are pre-recorded, so you can go back and listen to them on demand. You can go to Blog Talk, and you can pull up any of the shows, amen, that comes on each and every week. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am the first Hour of Power, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next Hour of Power will be Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love and listen to the show. It's a show also with you in mind, and she is also an author. I encourage you to go to Amazon, and you can buy her book. You can give them as Christmas presents. It's a good read. It will make a wonderful, wonderful gift for Christmas. You know, I know so many people now, you know, they said, you know, nobody was going to be out shopping. Not so. The store is a fool. So I encourage you to just go on Amazon and buy the book. And you won't even have to go through all that roughness outside of your home. You can just pull it up and order it up and send it to the people and, you know, be done. Glory to God. But it's an awesome book, an awesome read. So I encourage you to go on and get the book. You can go on Amazon. If you don't know how, you can contact Minister Elaine Jackson on her page, and she will tell you how to get the book. So there's no excuse. The book is for sale. She don't care how many you buy. You can buy them all if you want to, but just go on and check it out. It's a really good read. And if you move on Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, whatever the need may be, you just need a spiritual leader, hook up with them on Tuesday night. It's an awesome show that comes on, glory to God. And you can also go on Facebook and you can inbox them and let them know what you need, and they will get back with you. So there's no excuse. Again, you know, sometimes people make excuses. No excuse. You know, when Jesus is to return, you can't say, well, Lord, I didn't know this, and Lord, I didn't know that. Yes, it's all been made available to you. It's up to you to receive it. It's up to you to go and get it. Glory to God. You don't want to stay in the same old rut you was in, and we're almost at the end of the year. We're getting ready to go into a new year. So, you know, a lot of people make all these New Year's resolutions, and guess what? They keep none of them. Glory to God. So just take it step by step by step. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some said, well, you know what? I'm going to eat more fruit and vegetables. You might do that for about, what, a week? If that long, 3 days, 2 days, okay, then you go back to what, eating the chips, the cookies, the cakes, the pies, and everything sweet that they put in front of you, hallelujah, and you forget all about the carrots, which is healthy, okay, glory to God, hallelujah, so just take it step by step, and take it slow, and don't make so many resolutions that you can't keep, glory to God, but if you want to get closer to the Lord, hook up with them. You can inbox Apostle Yvonne, it's Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook, and they will get back with you. So I encourage you to go on and hook up with them and let them know what the need may be. Hallelujah, glory to God. They're there to help, not to judge, but they help. Glory to God, you know. We have a judge, hallelujah, and a jury, glory to God. And I know y'all know who that is, right? Or should I just say Jesus, right? Glory to God. But they're there to help you on your way to get where you need to be. I know a lot of times people say, well, I'm straight, you know. But how straight are you? Glory to God. I know you know who he is, but do you know exactly what he can do? And do you know exactly how he died on the cross for you and shed his blood? Do you really know all the things that come with the shedding of the blood, the things behind the blood, and what the blood can do and what the power of the blood can do? Glory to God. And that's what they're there for, to teach you. So I encourage you to hook up with them on Facebook, inbox them, and let them know. Glory to God. And I encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering, you will receive many, many perks for only $25 or more. Always say the or more. You know, it's coming up, amen, to a season where, you know, a lot of people, you know, they value, let's just say some value family, they really do. Some value the walk with the Lord. Yes, they do. Some value their money. Yes, they do. They really do. So it's coming up to that season on January. Glory to God. I'll go ahead and put it out there now. When you need to learn how to sow your first seed of the year. You know, that is so important. We were discussing that, me and some of my other siblings, and we were discussing it. And it's funny how they check on each other to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. And they laugh about it, you know, and that's the way it should be. You know, family is important. Family values are very important. But understand, you know, he said, you know, you have to give and it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Don't you want those running over blessings? You know, I encourage you on this day to go back and ask the Lord, Lord, why don't I have those running over blessings? Glory to God. And see, you know, because sometimes it's where we fall short. It's not him, because he ain't short. Everything belongs to him and he can give it as he see fit. But sometimes, you know, we're afraid to ask him, Lord, why am I falling short here? So, Lord, show me what I'm not doing and that I need to do, and I need to pick up the pace a little bit. Show me, Lord God, if I fell off the wagon, you told me to do something and I didn't do it, and I need to go back and see if I can fix that thing. Show me, Lord God, is it that I need to give more, or do I need to do better in my finances, or is it that I'm just not doing what you want me to do? But sometimes we won't ask those questions. Some people are afraid because he'll tell you, well, you know what? You did this and you shouldn't have did that. You should have gave over here instead of giving over there. Hallelujah. Well, it's okay. Start where you are now and pick up the pace and let Jesus be the light of your life. Amen. Glory to God. So enough of all that. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to open up my line for prayer. Amen. I can tell when I get to talking about money, it get tight, but it's right. Let's go ahead. I'm going to open up my line for prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. If not, then we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Nobody's pressed the one. I don't see anybody, so we're going to go ahead on. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Lord, as we rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Father God, we thank you and we lift your name up on high, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for who you are. We thank you how you shedded your blood on Calvary for us. In the mighty name of Jesus, to bring us back, to buy us back from the curse. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are a generation of people, Lord God, oh my God, that give you glory, honor, and give you praise, Lord God. And we give honor where honor is due. We thank you, Lord God, for your greatness, Lord God, as you began to work in this season, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and we declare on this day, Lord God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, would examine themselves, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to see where they've been wrong, to see what they're missing in their life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we know you as to be the healer, Lord God. You can heal everywhere, Lord God, we hurt. Lord, you can heal from the top of the head to the sole of their feet. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that there will be no stagnation in this season. Everyone, Lord God, that desire more of you, Lord God, that they will go after more of you, Lord God, and less of themselves, Lord. I decree and I declare, Lord God, to move all stumbling blocks out of the way right now in the name of Jesus. No hindrances, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, show them which way to go. Show them how to do it, Lord God. Show them what to do in this season, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, because you're the one, Lord God, that created the seasons, Lord God, and seasons change. We're in a season of changing, Lord God. We're in a season, Lord God, of going forth and doing the supernatural, because we know we serve a supernatural God that can put some supernatural on our natural stuff. So, Father God, we thank you, and we give you the glory, oh God, and we praise your heavenly name on high. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for the children, Lord, of the all across the nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, everything that they need, everything that they desire, let it be so, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let them be not a hindrance, Lord God, to anything that they are in need of. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, because some in need of food, Lord, some in need of clothing. So, Lord, we pray for them right now, Lord God, and we call it in by the truckloads right now. In the name of Jesus, there will be no hindrances to the trucks, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. They shall get through with ease, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. God is still in control. No matter what it looked like, no matter what's going on around you, understand he's still in control. It doesn't matter what they said. It doesn't matter, amen, you know, you look at the news, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, would pray and turn. That's the thing right there when he said pray and turn. A lot of people, yeah, you're praying, but you're not turning. In other words, you're not turning around from what is wrong and doing what is right. You're turning to what's wrong. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of time people now, some, not all, I won't put all in a category, you know, they're believing, amen, the wrong thing is the right thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got, when you pray, you got to turn away from the wrong and do the right. Hallelujah. So, well, Lord, I'm going to turn from this thing. And then sometimes I hear you're saying, okay, Lord, I repent from this thing. You repent, true. But you keep going back into the same old, doing the same old. So that means you repented for it, but you didn't turn around and go away from it. You still got it on the inside of you. And whenever you repent, you say, Lord, help me. Okay, I'm calling on their Holy Ghost power to deliver me and heal me from this thing. Glory to God. So that's where you'll get your healing and your deliverance. Because if you keep going back doing the same old, same old, same old, then that means that thing is still holding on. Although you've repented, glory to God, and you continue to repent from it, but you haven't turned from it. Glory to God. My God, let me say that again. Although you repent, but you haven't turned. You haven't turned in the right direction. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If I'm just, let's just say, okay, you know, well, Lord, you know, I'm going to try, that's what's a try, to give more, Lord, in this season. Hallelujah. That's what you say, glory to God. Hallelujah. But the thing about it is you're still going out spending frivolously. You're still spending here, you're spending there, which you shouldn't be doing all that. And that money that you were spending frivolously, glory to God, you can give, amen, more in that season. You know, I know people say, well, she talk about money, but let me just help you out, glory to God. Money's the answer to all matters, and that's what the Bible says, hallelujah. I approve this message. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, okay? Amen, glory to God. But, hallelujah, if you keep going and spending and spending and spending, and then you haven't turned from, you know, and turn around and giving more, like you said, then glory to God, it's on you. Hallelujah. Because if you can go, amen, and spend, let's just say, $200 or $300 on one item. All right, let's take it there. Amen. Okay, and Lord, I say I'm going to give more. But then when it comes time for you to pay your tithes, pay your offering, and give more, and you say, well, Lord, I don't have it. Well, look over here where you spent $200 or $300 at. Glory to God. I know there are needs and there are wants, and there's nothing wrong with that. But don't let, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, everything you want overtake what you said you was going to do. Hallelujah. Because it's his to give, and he'll give it as he sees fit. Hallelujah. But you just got to hang on and do what you say do. Now, you know, a lot of times, you know, people say, well, I fell short. Yeah, you might have. Amen. But God don't fall short of nothing. He own it all, like I said. And it's his to give, and he'll give it as he see fit. So sometimes you don't have what you need because God don't see fit for you to have that right now. Because there's a lesson to learn in that thing right there. Glory to God. So you need to ask him, Lord, what's the lesson? What am I doing here? I'm still in the same place. I ain't moved out. So what's going on here? But me, I like to talk to him, and I like to hear him talk back to me and tell me, well, what do you need to do? You know, how I need to do it and when I need to do it and what's wrong and help me fix this situation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that's the way I like to do it. Because I like to know. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, well, I don't want to know. I remember one time, you know, amen, we're going to get to our message. Go ahead and turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. Hallelujah. But, you know, there was one time, you know, and he told me to go and tell someone something. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to tell them. Glory to God. Me and a co-worker, you know, we had discussed this thing, amen, the other day about that. And he was telling me to go tell her. This is what you tell her. I won't say what it was, but the thing that I told them, you know, I know it kind of moved them in the wrong direction, hallelujah, in the wrong way, you know, and they said, well, you know, you need to, this thing is just bothering me. I'm like, okay, but here's the thing. He warns you, warning come before destruction, and I'd rather be warned than the destruction to come. So that thing happened. All that happened. I say that to say this. When warning comes, take heed of the warning, hallelujah, so you won't have to go through the destruction. If you take heed of the warning, you won't have to go through the destruction. You know, we serve an awesome God, and he don't come to try to tear anybody down, or he don't even come to try to tear you up. Amen, glory to God. He comes to warn you before this thing comes, so that way you will be prepared when it comes, so it won't knock you off your feet. I know a situation that happened, and I'm like, okay, Lord, he said, I got you. He held my hand and told me, he said, I got you. I'm going to walk you through it. You're going to be okay. So when he held my hand, glory to God, hallelujah, that was a really warm feeling. I tell you, hallelujah. And he said, I got you. You're okay. You're going to be all right. You're going to be able to stand. He said, I'm there with you. I won't leave you. Amen. And then he let my hand go. Well, this thing came. But guess what? It didn't destroy me because he had already warned me that it was something to come. He may not tell you all the time what it is, but sometimes he has to tell you. Glory to God. So understand, warning always comes before destruction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into our message on today. I'm going to be reading 1 Kings chapter 18. Hallelujah. And I want you to make sure you listen out really close because this is an awesome, awesome message. I mean, it has really been on me for about 2 weeks now. And amen. So I want you to get it. I want you to get it. Listen, we bind all hindrances right now in the name of Jesus. Move all hindrances out of the way so they can hear the Spirit of the Lord is saying on today in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Listen to the sound of the rain And we're going to go ahead on, amen, in the chapter, read, amen. We're going to read. We're going to talk a little bit. Just grab hold, amen, and we're going to go on down the road with Jesus. Now, this story right here is about Elijah. I love 1 Kings. I love 2 Kings and 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, some good books. I love them. I love the whole Bible, but I love those books. Amen. It's just awesome when he starts to speak back to you, and it comes off the page, and it hits your heart, and you say, oh, Lord, that's me. That's me, Lord. That's me. And this was about Elijah and Ahab. We all know, amen, that Ahab was not a nice person. Ahab was a seventh king over Israel. He did more evil than any who lived. We know Ahab and Jezebel. We know them two right there. Amen. They were couples, but they were terrible. They were nothing nice. Glory to God. They weren't even nice, nasty. They were just terrible, okay? Glory to God. Elijah was a mighty man of God. He was a man of God, hallelujah, who believed. Now, you have to believe to receive. So you need to learn how to believe it, amen, so you can receive it. Let's go on and get in the word. The first verse. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. Okay, let's bounce back just a little bit. Okay, Elijah said that, you know, it wasn't going to, he told Ahab it was not going to rain. He declared that it would not rain. And the reason he told him that it wouldn't rain was because he wanted Ahab to see that, you know, God, he owns everything. Everything belonged to him. He wanted him to know that it's not because of you that you got what you got. It's not because of you, hallelujah, glory to God, that your cows are fat. It's not because of you that you have in good health. It's not because of you, glory to God, that you have good crops. It's not because of you. He wanted to show him that it was because of the Most High God. So that's why he decreed, he declared that it would not rain in 3.5 years. Glory to God. And so he did. It did not rain. And that's what he wanted to show him. It's not that he was being mean by saying, you ain't going to get no water. You ain't going to get nothing to feed your cows. You ain't going to get no hay to feed your cows. You ain't going to get no milk from them. You ain't going to get no nothing. You ain't going to get nothing from the sheep, no wool, no none of that. You ain't gonna even get fishes out of the pond. None of that. You're done. He said, for 3.5 years, he told him, you ain't gonna get nothing. But he wanted him to see how important it is to praise the Lord and how important it is to serve God. Well, see, Ahab didn't serve the Lord. Ahab served Baal. Okay, if you're going to serve Baal, serve Baal. If you're going to serve God, serve God. Let God be God and every man else be a liar. Amen. Let's go on to verse 2. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. In other words, I was reading in one translation, it wasn't nothing growing, wasn't no crops growing, there was nothing, the sheep, amen, they were staggering around, so they had no water, yeah, the brooks were drying up, that means he didn't have no hay to feed them, and can you imagine, he didn't have no nothing, because it didn't rain for 3.5 years. He said, you will get nothing, no water, not even dew on the ground. Good God Almighty, mighty prophet of God. Let's move on. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of the house. Now, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. In other words, he knew the Lord. Obadiah did. But guess what? He was serving up under Ahab, but Ahab served Baal. But Obadiah served the Lord because he knew the Lord. Isn't it something that God will put you in a place sometimes where, you know, with people and you know the Lord and they don't? And sometimes they think they know everything and they don't. They think he can only be their God, but he ain't. Glory to God. And that's what he did. Obadiah served God. He knew God. He knew him in a personal relationship. But you see, Ahab didn't, but he had to work under Ahab. But he never did, you know, understand now. Ahab was so terrible till, you know, if he thought about him serving God like that, he probably would have killed him because he's killing everybody in the land and taking over, trying to take over the land. Glory to God. So he didn't. Hallelujah. He didn't let him know that. But it's okay. He wasn't hiding out. He wasn't. Glory to God. As long as you know God on the inside of you, you ain't got to prove it to nobody else. That's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes people will come up on you and say, well, you know what? Yeah, I know the Lord like this. Well, yeah, maybe you do, sister. I didn't say you didn't. Maybe you do, brother. I didn't say you didn't. Glory to God. But sometimes they'll do that, and they'll come to you trying to challenge you. Well, I know, and what about you? What you know? You know, it's not a challenge as to how much you know. It's what you do with what you know. If you know it and ain't doing it, then it's nothing. You're just a tinkling brass cymbal making noises and ain't doing not nothing. Let's move on to verse 4. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. See, he knew how important those were, God's prophets. So he took 50 in one cave and 50 in the other cave, and he fed them bread and water, because that Jezebel and Ahab, they were nothing nice. Let's move on to verse 5. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land unto all fountains of water and unto all brooks, peradventure we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all of the beasts. He was telling him to go, and let's go. We're going to go, you know, and see if we can find some food to feed our animals. Because if they didn't feed the animals, then you know what's going to happen? They was going to die. If they didn't have no water, what happens? They were going to die. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. This is verse 7. And Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, art thou that my lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. See, Elijah went scared. He said, hold up. Go and tell your lord, over there, where you're working, that I'm here. He said, go and tell him. Let's see what he said. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he said, what have I seen that thou wouldest deliver thy servant unto the hands of Ahab to slay me? If I go tell him that you here, he gonna kill me. Because he knew how he was. He knew he wasn't nothing nice. He wasn't even nice nasty. He was just nasty. Glory to God. Let's move verse 10. And the Lord thy God liveth there is no nation of kingdom, whether my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. Now he was saying, hold up. Now you want me to go and tell him that you here. Now, what you think he going to do to me? He going to kill me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He was saying, he searched all the nations all around, and he made them take an oath saying that you were not there. They had to take an oath. If he had been found there, and if Elijah had been found there, it's no telling what Ahab would have did to them. He would have probably killed them all. He didn't care. He was just that nice, that nasty. He was not nasty. He was just nasty. Glory to God. Let's move on. And it shall come to pass. I'm sorry. Let's go to verse 11. And now they saith, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thou servant, fear the Lord from my youth. He was saying, hold up. If I go tell him that you are here, and the spirit of the Lord go ahead and carry you away, and then when he come, you ain't here, then guess what he going to do? He going to kill me. He was telling him, say, you want me to do that? He said, understand, I fear the Lord. I know the Lord. Obadiah was saying, you know, I know the Lord. You know, isn't it something how people say, well, you know, I know the Lord. But Obadiah knew the Lord. Glory to God. So when you say you know the Lord, what do you know about the Lord? You know, sometimes people will say, well, you know, I pray and I pray and I pray. But understand, prayers are good. They are good. But it's nothing like getting that personal relationship when you can talk to him. Amen. It's the Lord, you know, this is bothering. Lord, what do you want me to do, Lord? I ask you for stuff all the time. So what do you want me to do for you, Lord? I know, Lord God, I told you I need you to pay my light bill, Lord. I need you to pay my rent, Lord. I need you to help me to get this job, Lord. I need you to give me this, Lord. I need you to give me that. You're in a giving situation. But do you ever say, well, Lord, what can I do for you today? Can I go out and tell somebody about a man named Jesus? What can I do for you? Can I go, Lord God, and maybe feed the hungry or somebody in need? Can I just buy them a little lunch? Or somebody may need a tank of gas. Can I just fill up their car? Or Lord, you want me to be a blessing to stand right here and then someone walk by and give them, Lord God, maybe $5, $10 or whatever. Lord, what do you have me to do today? Do you ever ask those questions instead of continually saying, Lord, give me this and give me that, Lord God, and fix this and fix that, Lord God? And do you ever say, Lord, heal that person over there? They need healing, Lord God. Heal the lame, Lord God. Raise the sick up so they can go and they can get them a job and they can go to work, Lord God. Heal these children of the land, oh God. Lord, heal these parents so they can teach the children of the land. Do you ever say stuff like that? Probably not. Let's move on. Glory to God. Was it not told, my Lord, that I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? He was reminding him of what he had done. He said, hold up. Glory to God. Now, you know, if I go and tell him all this, then he gonna call me. He gonna kill me if he don't find you, if the Spirit of the Lord carry you off somewhere. He said, remember, I did this for the prophet. Glory to God. And this is what Elijah told him. And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah's here, and he shall slay me. He was still thinking about him, getting ready to kill him. Glory to God, because he knew Ahab was bad. Let's move to verse 15. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. He told him, just as sure, I'm going to show myself to him. I ain't going to hide. You can't hide. Listen. You cannot hide. You're going to have to either stand, hallelujah, on the word of God in these last and evil days, glory to God, or guess what? You're going to hide behind a rock. Understand? Elijah said, I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here. He can find me. How many of you said, well, you know what? I'm going to stand right here. Devil, I ain't moving. This is what God told me to do, and I'm going to do it. I'm not going to give up, and I'm not going to let it go until he blesses it. It don't matter what you bring, what you thought about, what you thought you can do. I'm not moving. I ain't going to let go until he bless it. You can do whatever it is you got to do. But if he says, God be for me, no man can be against me. He said, if I stand therefore and stand on his word and see the salvation of the Lord. He said he'll move. He said, I might go through affliction, but he said many of the affliction of the righteous. He said he'll deliver me from them all. So whatever you bring in, I'm going to continue on in his word. I'm not going to give up. This is not the time to give up. This ain't give up city. This is go forth city. Glory to God. Let's move on. My God, God is good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah that Elijah said unto him, art thou he that troubleth Israel? He called him a troublemaker. Hallelujah. You know, isn't that sometimes when people are real people, men and women of God, you know, they'll call people troublemakers, glory to God. And I understand, hallelujah, now after reading this, because people will say people can say some of anything, but he called Elijah a troublemaker. Hallelujah. Yeah, he ain't got no rain in 3.5 years. Oh, God, glory to God. But that's his own fault. He was thinking he was God and thinking his God was God. But no, it wasn't like that. Let God be God. We serve the true and the living God. So God will stand up in your life and give you what you need. He'll bring the rain. He'll bring whatever it is you need. But understand, you got when you're praying, you have to also believe it. Listen, I want you to do this for me. When you pray, so Lord, I ask you to handle this and fix this. Yes, But also remember to pray for someone else. Don't always pray for yourself now. Glory to God. Lord, those children need fixing, Lord God. The parents need fixing. Help them, Lord God, you know, and give them a right heart to continue on and serve you, and so they can train their children up in the way of the Lord. So, Lord, when things come in their adult life, they'll know how to handle them. And then you ask him for also what you want, glory to God. So, Lord, I'm standing here and I'm asking you, Lord God, for the things that I need. It's okay, but don't make it, amen, your whole cry and your whole prayer for yourself, because there's other people who need your prayers also. So you want to make sure you're praying, amen, for others also. And see, he called Elijah a troublemaker. Elijah wasn't no troublemaker. He was a mighty man of God. That's what it was, and he couldn't stand. Hallelujah. Because when Elijah spoke it, and it happened. You know, a lot of times people don't want true prophets to come in their life, and because they see and they see stuff. Well, you know, God is not a God that sends a prophet in your life to call you out like that. Glory to God. He wouldn't do that. What he does is he will already be done sent somebody to you first. Amen. And then he may send them to you again, because sometimes people don't get it. And then he'll send them to you one more time, but if you don't turn around, then he'll bring it out to open shame. Glory to God. In that word, in other words, whatever you're doing, it will come out. And then others will see it whenever he tried to correct you and behind the scenes. And I know I've had that thing to happen. And amen. And when it happened, it was kind of funny, you know. And he said, well, you know, this is what you did, so understand. I said, okay, Lord, amen, glory to God. So I took that whooping and went on, hallelujah. You have to sometimes just take it. If the Lord give it, all you can do, just take it and go on. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Baal. He was telling him, he forsake God and he followed his God. He was telling him, no, I'm not troublemaker. He said, I know God. And you have forsaken the real God in Israel and followed your God, Baal. And that's what he was telling him, trying to explain. So make sure you're following the true and the living God. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. He said, go get them all, bring them all. My God, he's going to show you something. He's going to show up and show out. Go get them all. He said, go get them. It was just one Elijah that showed himself, and he showed himself not being afraid of Ahab. He said, okay, see, God hid him for such a time as this. He'll hide you for such a time. And then guess what he'll do? He'll loose you and let you go. He said, it's time to come out. It's time for you to come out from behind the scenes. And you always, every time, you know, something go down and you go, Lord, you know what? I don't know. You're going to have to stand there for on the word of God and stop being chickens and coward soldiers. Glory to God. Because God is raising up people. He ain't raising up no cowards. Glory to God. He's raising up godly people. We can't be afraid in this season. Somebody told me something, and they said they were going to do this, that, that. I said, I don't care. Do it. Glory to God. I'm like, I don't care. It's okay. Do it. When I know I'm not in the wrong, then guess what? It's okay. Go ahead and do it. I said, it's up to you. Do it. And glory to God. And so guess what happened? They backed down. Hallelujah. And that's where you have to be. Oh, my God, my God. You know, sometimes you could be so fragile and so frail. You know, people are, you're grown-ups now, so you need to know the word of God. So that way you can have something to stand on, and you can help your children to stand on the word of God and help them not move and show them how you to be strong in the Lord, because everybody needs someone to kind of help them and help them to get where they need to be in the Lord, because, you know, you didn't happen there by yourself. It took praying and fasting on your parents and your grandparents and on down the line to help you to get where you need to be. Because I know my parents were praying parents, and I know they would take us to church, amen, and do what we need to do, glory to God. Whether we wanted to go or not, we had to go. You're going to get up out of there. I don't care how long you stayed out all night, you got to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There will be one call, and I'm not talking about alcohol. There will be one call, glory to God, and they will come through, okay? And you better be getting dressed around about that time and get ready to go. Glory to God. So Ahab unto all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. He gathered them all up. He did, because he knew, amen, he thought maybe, okay, my people, you know, that's all right. They're going to do what they need to do. You know, my God don't answer. Okay, let's see. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long have ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him, not a word. He didn't hear nothing. You couldn't hear a pin drop. He said, if God be God, then let God be God. If God be God in your life, let God be God. And all that other crazy crap, just let it go. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes it's some crazy stuff can come to your door. But guess what you got to do? Learn how to loose it and let it go. You got to loose it and let it go. So you know what, Lord? I'm going to depend on you. I'm going to believe you. I ain't going to believe that. What they talking about, that's nothing. But I'm going to go by what your word says. And I'm bad about that, amen. Not bad, but really good. I'll throw it out there. So hold up, this is what he said. I know sometimes people don't want to hear the word, but it really, to me, it don't matter because I'm going to throw it out there. You can catch it, amen. You can put it on the shelf. You can remember it, whatever you want to do with it, because I'm going to say, hold up, this is what the word says. So that's who I'm following. If that's what's in you, then that's what's going to come out you. If the word of God ain't in you, then it ain't going to come out you. So whatever time you spend it with the Lord so you can have the word to fall back on, amen, when you need it. Because it said out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. That means that word of God don't come up on the inside and bubble out your mouth whenever something comes. I go, hold up, wait a minute. Glory to God. And then you can put the word on it and it'll make it spin, hallelujah, and get back in place. Let's move on to verse 22. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophet are 450 men. He said, hold up, I'm standing here. Y'all got all them over there, and it's just me one, hallelujah. And I know the Lord thy God. So let's see. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock of themselves, and cut it into pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the second one. I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire on it. Let's read on down just a little bit. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call the name of the Lord. And the God that unanswered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. They said, yeah, you said it good. And he was saying, well, let's see what's going to happen. He said, y'all call on y'all God, and I'm going to call on mine. Go ahead. Cut him up. Put him on the fire. Let's see. Hallelujah. And so they were going on, and they went ahead, and they were calling, just calling, you know, oh, Baal, hey, Baal, answer. And guess what? They didn't get an answer. Baal ain't said not nothing. He ain't heard nothing. Glory to God. He ain't said nothing. And let's move on to verse 25. If we don't finish this today, we will finish it on next week. Let's move on a little bit. And call on ye the name of the Lord, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. They said, he said that really well. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 25. Sorry. Yes. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourself, and dress it first. For ye are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire on it. He said, y'all go ahead and call on y'all God and put no fire on it. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it's going to ignite. Let's see what's going to happen. Y'all go ahead and do what you do, and let's see who is God. Let's see if it's my God, the God that I know, Yeshua, the one that's everywhere. He's omnipotent, everywhere that I need him to be. Let's see if he gonna come. Y'all, God gonna come, and he's gonna light up. Hallelujah. This bullock. Hallelujah. So go ahead and do what you do. Hallelujah. And let's see what happens. Let's move to verse 26. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal. from morning eve until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that unanswered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. Can you see them now? Oh, hold up. Baal ain't answered. If God be God, then let God be God. If Baal be Baal, then serve Baal. But we serve a true and a living God, glory to God. We serve the God that will answer. You know, sometimes your prayers are not answered because sometimes it's not time for him to give you what you need right at that moment. You know, when God gives you something, it adds no sorrow to it. It's not going to give you trouble. You're not going to hate you done it. You're not going to hate any of that. Although you will go through some trials, but you won't regret what you did because you know it was God. Hallelujah. And when he gives you something, understand, he going to bring you out. He going to bring you out and bring you over into that place. Hallelujah. To where you'll be at peace. And even though so that, you still may go through some things even in it. But that's just the way it is. But he said, many of the affliction, that's the scripture of the righteous, but I will deliver them out of them all. So he's going to bring you out to whatever it is that you're going through. So you don't have to worry. Let's move on down. Verse 27. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry louder, for he is a God. Either he is talking or he is pursuing. He is pursuing or he is in a journey or peradventure. He sleepeth and must be awakened. He said, cry a little louder. Elijah was mocking him. He said, go ahead. I can't hear y'all. Call a little louder. You're calling Baal, call Baal. See, by then, you know, hey, they thinking, okay, Baal, he should have heard us. Hallelujah. But you see, those were Ahab and Jezebel's prophets. And they were giving them and telling them what they want to hear, want them to hear. Hallelujah. In other words, it was just like a familiar spirit. You know, sometimes people have familiar spirit. They say, well, you know what? The spirit of the Lord said, no, you heard me say that. And then you go, well, I knew. No, you didn't know it. Glory to God. You heard me say that. That's a familiar spirit because you heard me say a certain thing. And now you're going to say, well, yeah, I knew it. The Lord told me this. The Lord. Be careful when you're launching out and you're saying the Lord tell you something. Be careful of that because you want to make sure that you're in line with the word of God. Glory to God. He said, don't add or take nothing away from my word. So that means you can't pretend that you're hearing. Hallelujah. You got to know that you know and that you know that you know. Glory to God. So make sure. Let's go on, move on to 28. And they cried loud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets till the blood gushed out of upon them. Man, they were calling so loud, but guess what? Baal didn't answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Elijah was telling them to call loud. Just keep calling. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he's taking a nap. You know, when you call on God, he going to answer. Hallelujah. And you know what? Sometimes he answers. He answers through songs. Which he answers me through song sometimes. And sometimes, you know, the Holy Spirit would just answer me. And he'll talk back to me and tell me different things. And sometimes people will come and they'll talk to me. And, you know, they don't be knowing this is the thing that I ask him. And they'll tell me stuff. And I'm like, okay, this is what I just asked the Lord. So, Lord, that's my answer. And he really, through songs, really good. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because I listen to a lot of music. I like music, and I listen to a lot of music, and he'll bring me a song just when I need it. I said, okay, Lord, I thank you for that song because I needed it. And then everything is put in action. So when you call on God, understand he will answer you by and by. He's not a God that he's short. He's not a God that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he hath to repent. So you see, when they were calling on their God, and they were hoping that he would answer, hallelujah. And then he didn't answer them, so guess what? They're going to start cutting themselves with sword. Now, what good did that do for them to cut themselves, hallelujah, with a sword, hallelujah, just because he didn't answer? But now when you call on the true and the living God, he will answer. Glory to God. He will answer you by and by. We're going to stop right there, amen, I'm going to open up my line again. I'm going to hold that thought because I want to get the whole, amen, glory to God, the whole story right then. Hallelujah. I want you to get it all, because we in a season, amen, where we're going to hear the abundance of rain. Glory to God. If is there any, amen, that wants prayer at this time, I would like you to press the one, and I'll bring you in. Right now, we have a few minutes for prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nobody came in. Hallelujah. So I'm going to go ahead on and pray. Hallelujah. A corporate prayer over everybody. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask you, Lord God, to be the God that they need in their life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, no hindrance, Lord, in this season. No hindrances, Lord God, in their prayer lives. No hindrance, Lord, where they read the word of God. Lord, let them launch out into the deep, Lord God, for a drought. Oh, my good God Almighty. Let them catch it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God. So they have something to stand on in this season, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whenever adversity comes, they can give the word of God back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and they'll have something to stand and stand there for, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let them stand and stand strong, not be a coward soldier, but be a strong soldier in the army of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are hurting, Lord, in this season. Lord, give them comfort and peace, Lord God. Those that have lost loved ones, oh God, give them the peace of God. Let it rest on their shoulder like a dove in the name of Jesus. And let them know that everything is going to be all right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, let them stand and stand there for, Lord God. Oh, my God. Because we serve an awesome God, and nothing is too hard for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, Lord, for those that are in the nursing homes, Lord God, those that are in the hospitals, Lord God. I pray, God, for their strength. Those that are fighting the pandemic, Lord God, virus, Lord, I pray for their strength right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, let them mount up wings as an eagle, Lord God, and fly high above this virus in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord, and I give you glory. I give you honor, and I give you praise. In your son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to stop right there. We're going to start on verse 28 on next week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No one press the one for prayer. But I want to reiterate, don't forget Tuesday night, apostle and pastor, one word from the Lord. Glory to God. Hook up with them. Amen. On Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them, and they will get back with you. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Hallelujah. 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget the Hour of Power every Sunday, Prophetess Martha Williams of Prophetic Corner Ministries, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern. Don't forget 30-minute break, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Lane Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome lineup. So don't forget it. And I encourage you, don't forget to purchase her book. I put it out there again. Don't forget to purchase her book. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show, amen, without giving you the invitation to Christ, to salvation, hallelujah. If you a sinner, hallelujah, in need of a Savior, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. God, I ask you to come in my life, God. I repent of all my sins that I have committed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe and I receive, Lord God. I receive you in my heart as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the... Oh, my God. Somebody caught that. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. Ooh, the angels in heaven is rejoicing. Praise God. For one soul. Amen. That's awesome. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Begin to read your Bible. Start in the New Testament. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you would, hit me up on Facebook and let me know that was you that received the Lord on today as your Lord and Savior. I know somebody did because I felt it in my spirit. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to go ahead on and give the benediction, and we're going to get out of here. But remember, don't forget to go over and show Ministry Lane some love. We're gonna have a little break, and then we're gonna go over and show Ministry Lane some love. Amen. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome rest of the Sunday, and we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen. Glory to God.